Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While a number of candidates, Democrats and Republicans alike, are already lining up to run for Frank's seat, Frank's decision has stunned one group, his constituents. Nowhere will his retirement be felt more keenly than in the city of New Bedford, where Frank was a longtime protector of the fishing industry. Joining us to talk about this is Steve Urban, senior correspondent for the Standard Times in New Bedford, who's been around almost as long as Congressman Frank. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
Steve, let me ask you, do you think the newly redrawn district that cut New Bedford out of Barney Frank's district was a big reason for him leaving? He enjoyed great relationships with his constituents in New Bedford.
Oh, undoubtedly. He knew more about New Bedford issues, sometimes it seems, than New Bedford's own city councilors at times. He was a national, even international figure, but he was our local congressman. And he was very, very attentive and very informed about the issues in the district. And we're going to miss that.
Barney Frank, of course, liberal, gay, New Jersey native, living in the progressive city of Newton on the northern edge of his congressional district. Explain how he fit in the mainly Catholic city of New Bedford, conservative but ethnically diverse and blue-collar.
A lot of people have asked that question in the past. In fact, it was even more peculiar back in a few years ago when Gary Studs was still in Congress, and the two of them shared New Bedford. So New Bedford was the home of the only two openly gay members of Congress. The people in New Bedford are a lot more open-minded than most people give them credit for. They recognize quality representation and reward it.
What was his relationship, Barney Frank's relationship, like with the people of New Bedford?
He was like a member of the family. Talking about congressmen, a lot of times never showing up in the district. You know, they get elected and you don't see them again until the next election. Not so with Barney. Barney was in town, you know, every week.
Barney Frank, of course, has very good relations with fishermen in New Bedford. New Bedford, the most successful fishing port in the U.S., and they give Barney Frank a lot of credit for protecting the industry in New Bedford. And I was listening to fishermen in New Bedford just last night, almost mourning his loss. He will be missed in that way, won't he? What did he do for New Bedford fishermen?
Well, he went up against a bureaucracy in the federal government, in the Commerce Department, and NOAA, that was hell-bent on remaking the economy of the fishing industry in a way that they said privatized the commons, essentially, and really penalized a lot of fishermen, and with a deliberate intent to shrink the fleet and put boats out of business. He's been tireless in his opposition to this, in his putting pressure on the government, right up to and including President Obama, to do this differently, with mixed results, frankly, but can't imagine any greater effort being put into it.
I wonder then if it's fair to ask, do New Bedford fishermen fear Barney Frank not being in Congress?
I think they do. And there's a huge question mark now over who's going to succeed him. We have a whole new district, and New Bedford and Fall River are going to be represented by the same person that's going to represent the Cape and the Islands. Perhaps that makes some electoral sense, but it's losing Barney is a huge loss. He is a national figure, but he's also a local congressman. He's been remarkably attentive.
Steve Urban, senior correspondent for the New Bedford Standard Times. Thanks a lot for speaking of Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob.